Well, that's an odd one. Hi, my name is Roy, and I didn't imagine that I will record the first episode of this rather unplanned podcast from bed, with a really raspy voice from being ill this time, just a virus, but I think that I wanted to normalize being comfortable and acknowledging that it's okay to work from bed. Let me go back for a second. My name is Roy. I was born and raised in Israel, and I lived a few years here and there, and in the last 5 years, I've been living in Europe. I'm known in my home country as a symbol of resilience, strength, inspiration, maybe. I'm this guy who turned from a medical mystery to a medical wonder, who taught himself how to walk and talk at the age of almost 28, to rehabilitate himself, to diagnose himself, to start a community for people like him, to starting, founding startups, NGOs, and projects, to basically cancel myself in order to help others, preventing people from going through the nightmarish almost 7 years in bed, and all in all, almost a decade spending homeridden or bedridden. And I think it's time that I will rewrite my story. I'm embarking on a journey because I had enough of this roller coaster of relapse and recovery, which is not really recovery, it's more like a remission. So basically, if you read between the lines of what I'm posting and what I'm doing, I'm never encouraging any hero, Instagrammable, mentality. I am being and showing vulnerability, but some people who are not following that closely will think that I was sick at one point. Now I'm healthy. I was in bed. Now I'm a globetrotter. I'm a public speaker now. I'm going around the world. I'm founding startup. I'm doing this and that. I'm publishing books, but it's all a lie. What I'm really doing is outsourcing my healing, and I'm basically like an Humpty Dumpty, just falling down and get up, managing to survive for a few months, then falling down again, then getting up. And I think the reason that I didn't get true healing, or let's go a few phases below, very long-term remission, is because I never truly was prepared to say goodbye. I was never truly prepared to say goodbye to my illness. To understand that this illness is serving something, is serving me in many ways, is my shield, it's my protector, it's my hole I'm crawling back into when I'm scared and when I'm overwhelmed, when I cannot deal, or when I'm vulnerable. And I think it's time to stop complaining and start living. I've reached a point in my life that on paper I have everything I'm supposed to have. I have a roof on top of my head. I have an amazing partner. I'm healthy enough to leave bed. I'm making enough money to survive. Some will even extenuate and say, oh, you live in one of the best cities in the world and you travel across the world and you meet a lot of people and you eat out and so on. But I think this dichotomy is as dangerous as mine, because I also say the words when I was sick and when I was healthy. This dichotomy led me to a situation that I'm basically kind of an in-betweener between those two worlds, because I never got into a full physical and mental recovery. On the other hand, I never went back fully, and hopefully it will stay like this, fully to be bedridden, to the point that I saw there is no hope anymore. This dichotomy is also a problem I see with many people suffering from chronic illness, grief, addiction, depression, invisible illnesses, mental health illnesses, and challenges. And as much as we hate it, as people with chronic illness, that professionals telling us it's all in your head, it's like the thing that we hate the most, I'm starting to believe that it is all in your head, or at least a huge part of it is. And my idea with this journey and this podcast, who will follow the blog and will document in between the major posts what I'm going through, what did I learn, what did I read, what did I discover, what am I going through, what did I reflect it on, is that basically I am in a point in my life that I don't feel present in anything that I'm doing. I don't enjoy anything that I'm doing. I have pain constantly. I can't sleep without medications. I can pull through the day without major symptom management. Physically, I am very limited and disabled. But it's very dynamic. And when you see, you can be very fluid. And when you set your mind to it, and you fight your own demons and your own habits and your own internal laziness or inner voices telling you, like, you're not deserve it, or you're not ready, or yeah, you want to do more mindfulness, or you want to do more yoga, or you want to eat healthy. When you are in between and you're succumbing to these voices, you're not reaching your full potential of being healthy. I am on a journey to find a way out. This journey can have a lot of twists and turns. There is a huge spectrum between hardcore science to fully spiritual healing. And I'm going to try everything that I can in order to get better. But keep in mind, and I will keep in mind too, this journey is not about documenting attempts, trials, or piloting different methodologies of a quick fix of any sort. I think that one of the problems that we have on social media today is that we have a lot of health trends that are not yet anchored enough in science. And I'm not going to follow any trend. I am going to listen to my own body, deep into my own instinct and voices regarding everything, regarding the food that I eat, the way that I sleep, the friendship that I have, the thing that I'm deciding to do for work and for leisure, and try to learn as much as I can on my own body and own needs, but mostly and most of all, instead of just trying different things, I'm going to get to the bottom and the root of why I believe that I got sick in the first place and try to solve it from the root up. But it doesn't matter if the root of a tree, if it has a sort of a parasite and you manage to kill the parasite, but you don't water the tree, or you don't nourish the tree, or you don't provide clean air to the tree, or you don't have clean water, or you keep on cutting and chopping at the tree will not thrive. So it will be a dual, parallel journey between things that are physically actions that I can do, like learning how to breathe better and breathe through my nose instead of my mouth, to practice mindfulness in one way or another, to do healthy routines, to sleep better, to eat as optimized as I can. But these are the conditions that will support and nurture my healing. The huge dilemma that I had starting this project was, do I focus mainly on the mindset? Because I was actually in the midst of writing a book called It's All in Your Head, talking about the mindset, the reason illness is taking over us, and processes of stuckness, like addiction, like grief, like breakup, like some processes in life that are either physically called illness or feel like illness and lead us to this stuckness. I think that those processes eventually may manifest similarly in our choice of action. But if I go back and I want to heal something inside of me, I need to, first of all, get the bottom of what it is, it to deal with limiting beliefs, to deal with the grief of being ill, and the grief of being healthy, the grief of losing your youth, and the grief of realizing that you can never catch the lost time or make it up, but you can start living now. I will try to develop healthy routines, and I will try to find my own blueprint that I will share. I will write long posts every Sunday on a theme for the week. But during this entire year that started on 29th of April 2024 until 29th of April 2025, in those 52 weeks, I'm going to read a lot of books. I'm going to do a lot of reflections. I'm going to do a lot of workshops and therapy and different kinds of alternative medications and treatments, conventional medications and treatments, exploring different aspects of myself. But firstly, I need to deal with the limiting beliefs that I have about my own illness. And limiting beliefs are a set of beliefs that we have that are kind of a code in our operating system that has a bug or a virus inside, and it's just repeating itself and constraining us. This is why we keep on ending up in bad relationships or bad working conditions or repeating patterns in our lives. And I think that the way to start for me is to challenge my limiting beliefs and to deal with the grief. And then in the following few weeks, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, try to understand what it is or what is it that is making me sick over and over again. I'm going to keep my therapy, and I'm going to keep everything that I'm doing right now, the lifestyle. On one hand, I'm not going to do anything abrupt, but on the other hand, I'm going to do a lot of decluttering and cleaning. It can be physical. For example, I gave away 70% of my clothes, and I'm donating and giving away a lot of my possessions. So it's this healthy minimalism, not extreme. I do believe in coziness and this hygge. We will talk a lot about it here. This mentality that allows you to be cozy where you live and cosify your life, I'm going to create those healing conditions. But I'm also going to challenge myself in things that scares me and frightens me and are very hard for me to do. You see, my official diagnosis is POTS syndrome, and recently, around a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is probably the cause of my POTS. So POTS is a dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system. It means that the things that are happening automatically in our body, like digestion, breathing, blood pressure, and sweat, and other things like this, were completely disrupted. POTS is very interesting because it's very similar in some aspects to chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and so on. And I think that all those fatigue-based illnesses, those illnesses come abruptly, they're not really known in terms of what's causing them so much, and it puts you into bed for a long period of time. It serves something. And I think that the first thread I'm trying to pull without pulling too hard in order to avoid and not be informed that I cannot untie is the thread of trauma. So I am starting to read the book called The Body Keeps the Score about trauma. And this book is going to serve as the basis of my knowledge regarding my own condition. Regarding POTS itself, I had a lot of learning about POTS. I'm always keeping updated and I'm very active in the scene. I will keep on learning, but for now I will focus on the trauma learning from the one hand. And on the other hand, a friend begged me to read a book, Developing a Second Brain. He actually bought it to me for my birthday. And this book is going to maybe allow me to create the framework for this project, because it's a very open-ended one, right? We have a starting date and an ending date. But other than that, it's very free. Like, I don't know if I will post 3 times a week or 1 time a week. I don't know if I will create videos that maybe will become a mini documentary or just write. I do know this. I definitely want to make a book out of it when it's done, because I think it can serve a lot of people and help me with my mission to help 1 million people find their way out of illness. I do know that by my birthday next year, which is 51 and a half weeks from now, I cannot promise to be healthy, but I can promise to be better. I can promise to try and be the best optimized, healthy version of myself. And I can promise that I will do anything in my power to achieve that. Reason is because I am starting projects and doing grandiose things and not finishing them, not only because of my behavior, but mainly because my illness is limiting me. And I'm keeping on finding myself overtaking stuff, like completely overwhelming myself, collapsing again. So I'm stopping everything that I'm doing. I was in the middle of writing a book. I was in the middle of working on a new startup that will help other people with chronic illness. I am traveling for work. I'm a public speaker and author, and I cut down on my travel, and I really want to be honest with you guys. I reached a point that I'm really scared, because it's not about getting out of bed anymore, but it's about a third of a fight for my life, because it's not the actual existence, but it's the quality of the existence. And I think I've reached my rock bottom, and I'm at the moment that I call being sick of your sickness, and I'm ready to climb back up and find my way out. Will you join me?